Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Health Matters Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Williams, and as always, we are sponsored by White River Health in partnership with White River Now. I'm excited to have a guest nurse to you today, another one of the second-year residents that we have, Dr. Kristen Sobere. Dr. Kristen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So, Kristen, before we get started on your paper, I know your paper was talking about chronic kidney disease. Before we jump at that, though, I want to talk a little bit about you. All right? Where are you from?
I'm from Florida, and I currently do not have kidney disease. But I'm an aspiring nephrologist, which means I will be dealing with lots of kidney.
That's your expertise you want to go into. That's fantastic. See, that's what I want to know. I want to know exactly what you're getting into, what you're going to try to learn. So tell me a little bit about your medical journey. When did you start deciding that you wanted to be a doctor?
That was later, after two master's degrees, two bachelor's degrees. And
Okay. What did you get your master's and bachelor's in, though? That's fascinating.
Business.
Really?
Yeah, business. And then my master's was also an MBA. And then I did another one in forensic psychology. And then, like, life happened, and then I ended up going to medical school, and now I'm here.
That's the truth right there. Life happened.
Yes.
That's very cool, though, but we're excited to have you here, and I've seen you work. I've seen how you handle your patients and stuff. You're very good.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. That's not just me blowing smoke. Like, I honestly, like, see you. I see the work that you put into it, and it's very, very impressive. I love to see you guys growing, especially here at White River Health with us.
Thank you.
Tell you what, let's go ahead and jump into your paper, okay? So tell me about it. Chronic kidney disease, what is it?
It means that your kidneys are damaged for some reason. They're not working well for at least a period of time, like at least 3 months or so. And at first, you may not feel sick, but your testing can show that you're having some kidney disease because you may be slowly adapting. And one of the key things is that we have you pee into a little cup, and if there's protein in your urine, it can indicate that we need to do some further testing and workup to see what's going on.
So what happens when you actually have this kidney disease? What happens?
Well, it all depends on the etiology or the reasoning behind it. It can be from various things. The two big causes anywhere, like not just Arkansas, but is hypertension and diabetes.
Okay.
Both those diseases damage on the very small level. It's not, and then
hypertension meaning high blood pressure, correct?
Yes. Yes. And diabetes, like you have too much sugar in your bloodstream, and then it's drawing water. And then that's what causes the damage.
My grandma used to always tell me, I got them sugars, all right.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then it's, and it doesn't happen, you know, just like one time, or it's over a period of years, like 10 years plus, 20
years. It's perpetual
years.
Damage that's happening to your kidneys that causes this.
Yeah, so if you get things under control, then the damage, you know, won't like occur. So that's the whole point, is prevention. So that's the key.
All right. So here's the thing that we want to kind of talk about. We mentioned what kind of causes it, what brings it about, but how do I know that I'm having trouble with my kidneys? What are the signs that we could tell, hey, I should get this checked out?
Well, like I said, sometimes, because it happens over a long time, that you don't notice it.
Right.
But then you may see changes in your urine. It may have bubbles.
Yeah.
It's not common.
Interesting.
For things to be frothy, or it can darken. It can be like cola colored.
Yeah,
like just those types of things.
Keep an eye out for those things. Just keep an eye on your urine, if you will, if you're having that type of an issue. Okay, so we get tested. Mm-hmm. We find out that we actually do have some issues with the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get it treated?
Well, like I said, we're gonna try to take care of the things that are causing it, right? But then there are certain medications that can help with those things. Like, ideally, you're going to want to keep tighter control on your sugars and your blood pressure. And then there's newer drugs on the market now that are being offered that help with heart failure and different diseases that can also help with your kidneys, and it helps with controlling the amount of protein that's in your urine. And you take those medications in order to prevent further damage.
Damage, okay. Mm-hmm. Can it heal itself from the damage that's already occurred?
Depending on what it's from.
Okay.
And, like, if it's, like, an acute thing versus a chronic thing, it can be a transient. For sure, it can be something transient. But usually chronic kidney disease is, you know, like, if the kidney's starting to shrink down.
Right.
We can't make it plump and juicy again. I mean, we could always replace it.
Yeah, there's definitely other ways that can happen to that, but that's understandable entirely. Yeah. But there are specialists, you're trained to be one, there are specialists that focus just on the kidneys, correct?
Right, and they're called nephrologists.
Nephrologists.
And you need to see them, like, when you go to your PCP and they, you know, just check your urine, or when they check regular labs and they see that your GFR, which is your glomerular filtration rate, when it's too low, that's when they need to send you. So then that way you can start taking care of things.
Okay. That'll be good. So what if we have to get a replacement? There's a therapy for that, isn't there?
Yes. It's called hemodialysis, and there's different types. Like, you can do it peritoneal, which you're essentially, it's like an outside type of thing, and outside filtration.
It's a machine that actually filtrates everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it filters all of your, basically your kidneys are the filters.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually functions as your kidney, but it's on the outside, correct?
Mm-hmm. So yes. You can do it peritoneal, like in your belly, or you can get a line placed in your arm and they'll do it hemodialysis outside. So it's okay. Like an external kidney machine that filters, and you go a couple of times a week and you get it filtered. And
at that point, when you're actually on a dialysis machine like that, though, you probably should be looking for the possibility of a transplant, correct?
Yes, and there's, like, lots and lots to that, because ideally, you would want to get a transplant, so that way you wouldn't be on dialysis, because it affects your everyday life, you know, like having to go and sit there for hours just getting dialyzed, and it's very tiring, and of course, there can be complications, and you're stuck, you know, three times a week otherwise. Things are going to happen and your electrolytes are going to get all thrown off. So ideally, if it's possible to get a transplant, would be better, but not everybody can be a candidate. You have to be able to have a donor.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to be able to have the support system.
Yes.
And to be able to get to the places in order to get the transplant. Not just that, you have to worry about infections afterwards, because you have a foreign thing inside your body and you can reject it. And so it's not just, oh, let me just get a new one.
So here's the upside. That's obviously, that comes to the very end of this journey with a chronic kidney disease. It's like, if you pay attention though to all of the warning signs that you gave us beforehand, mm-hmm. that's when we know, okay, this should be able to help us as we go forward. Mm-hmm. If we take care of these things now, we can possibly avoid a dialysis machine, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the main thing. So I think our takeaway from our today is we want everyone to make sure you keep an eye on your urine,
mm-hmm.
right? Plain and simple. Make sure if it's too dark, if it's frothy, get yourself checked out. Make sure that you always go to your yearly checkups with the doctor, with your mm-hmm. PCP. They'll be able to take care of it. And most of the time, they actually take your urine sample while you're there anyway.
Yeah.
And get yourself taken care of. That's the most important thing.
Definitely.
Dr. Kristen, I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Now, if patients want to see you, they can actually see you out at the White River Health Internal Medicine Clinic, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's right. You can call that number. You can see any of the internal medicine residents out there, including Dr. Kristen Silveray. Dr. Kristen, once again, thank you so much for today. I really appreciate you taking your time to speak with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. As always, everyone, remember, your health matters.